The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 651.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy we get to hang out, and I want to thank you, especially those of you that have been going to iTunes and leaving reviews, even when you hit that 5 stars. I'm telling you, we have been climbing, and it's really that iTunes concentration that has been helping. Thank you so much for doing that. So I want to ask you a question. I want you to really like take a second and answer this honestly. Do you ever have doubt about whether or not you can achieve your dreams? I know I do. I think it's normal as an entrepreneur because we dream big, don't we? We think big, we dream big, and then you have that moment where you go like, oh my gosh, am I dreaming too big here? Is this crazy? I had somebody write in, and here's what the listener says. I'll just read it. She says, I'm suffering from doubt. I'm not very successful after all these years. What makes me think I can do it? How can I have the motivation to do it? Motivation, faith that I can do it, and to get rid of procrastination. So I think many of us can identify with that. So I've got a few things I want to talk about in relationship to this. I know you know this. If you've been listening to the show more than 5 minutes, the first thing I'm going to tell you, you probably have heard, but I don't think any of us can hear it often enough. When you have that feeling, when you're feeling that feeling of not hopeful and you have that story going in your head, your reticular activating system, part of your brain's matching it up. So that's the rub, isn't it? When you're feeling like that, the sentences in your head literally sound like, I haven't done it, 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 I don't have it, I haven't done it, I don't have it. And that gnawing, grinding background noise is what keeps us stuck. It's not procrastination. It's not that we haven't taken action. It's not that we're not doing the right things. It's not that we're doing things that, you know, haven't met with success. What keeps us stuck is that. That's the thing. That grinding, chronic, why is it taking so long? Background noise. And it's annoying, and nobody wants to be told that. It's not like you don't know that. If you have been in this sandbox more than 5 minutes, you know that's the thing, that thinking. And so what happens in our culture, because we're action-based, we get this idea that because success comes from action, if I'm a procrastinator, and if I'm not taking action, and if I'm not doing the right things to build my business, I'm not going to be successful. And I haven't been successful over all these years. And it's because I'm not doing those actions, because I'm a procrastinator. But the thing that you have been procrastinating on, or me when I do it, is the changing the thought thing. It's not the procrastination on the action. It's the procrastination on not busting ourselves on those thoughts. And really getting diligent and saying, okay, look it. If I want to see a shift in what's happening outside, then I have got to be a proactive thinker in my head. I've got to see a shift on the inside. I can't just walk around on automatic pilot and think I'm going to get different results, because it's not going to happen that way. If you want a different result, you must intentionally think a different thought. Now, when you've been doing the same thing for a long time and you've been in your business for a long time, it can sometimes feel like a challenge to get the engine started. And so I want to make it easier for you. And I want to bring up some things that are actual truth here. So the first truth I want to bring up is that it's not that you haven't been successful. You actually have been successful. You've been doing a lot of different things over the years, some that have worked and some that haven't. You have learned a lot of different things over the years, some that have worked and some that haven't. You have made a lot of progress from when you first started. Furthermore, you have a lot of reasons on why you may be where you're at right now. And these are not, you know, so many times other trainers, they want to make you feel like guilty, like, oh, you have excuses or you have results. Like, oh, don't you just hate that? That's the worst. Sometimes you've actually got like reasons, real reasons. You may have kids you're taking care of or elderly relatives you're taking care of, or you may have had an injury, or you may have had a full-time job, or you may have had something else that took your attention away from putting your attention on your business 100%. And you know what? All of that's learning curve, and all of that is okay. The path is unfolding exactly perfectly as it was meant to unfold, because you know why? You are a different person now than you were when you first started your business. You are in a different position now, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. You are a better, wiser, more intelligent, more relaxed, better brain trainer, better positive thinker than you've ever been in your whole life right now. And it took that path to get you here. So to look back and say, I haven't been successful is absolutely ridiculous, because you have never been better than you are right now. You are amazing and you are getting better all the time, and you're better now than you were when you first started. So number one, we're going to shift that chronic thinking. Number two, we're going to wake up and realize that we're never better than we've ever been right now. And it's taken everything we've gone through to get to be who we are right now. And so we're in the perfect position at this point to do anything that we want to do. We couldn't be in a better position than we are right now. So next, now comes obviously the brain training step. I mean, here's the bottom line on brain training. What choice do you have? You know, it's funny because it's like, Dana, you're always telling us to train our brain. You're always telling us to think differently. And really, what I'd like to say is, what choice do you have? You've got a reticular activating system in your brain. It's going to match up what you're thinking. You can either keep thinking the same old thing and keep getting the same old result, or you can start training your brain starting right now. What choice do you have but to do that? If you want to have a shift, if you want to see a shift, then that's the step. The step is training your brain right now. It's funny too, because sometimes when we have been doing something for a long time and then it's time to start thinking differently, we can't even imagine it happening. I had an experience where I was living with somebody when I was in my 20s. I had a roommate, and I came home from whatever event I was at, and I met my roommate. My roommate was much older than I was. She was 39. And actually, I think she just turned 39 or she just turned 40. I forget, but it was her birthday. And I walked into the room and I was like, oh, happy birthday. Did you have a good night tonight? Yada, yada, yada. Because I hadn't been there for the whole day. And she said, well, I realized I'm never going to be a rock star. And I was kind of, you know, obviously young and the whole world was my oyster. But even now, I think, oh my gosh, imagine being 39 years old and writing yourself off completely that you'll never be a rock star. And so what I said to her is, I said, well, why not? You could start now. You know, do you think ever in our future, could you imagine there'd be some grandma with a guitar on Rolling Stone with a headline that says Grandma Rocker and an article about how somebody started their professional career at age 40. Is it possible that somebody out of all the billions of people on planet Earth could end up being that person, could end up being that Grandma Rocker And she laughed, of course, and said yes. And that's the thing, isn't it? Somebody can and will do that. And so if so, why not? Why not her? And same with your business. You can look at your business and you can say, well, I've been doing it all this time. It's never going to happen. Or you can look at your business and you can say, you won't believe the success story I've got for you. I'm here to be the example and to tell all of you who've been at your business for a long time, I didn't even start to blossom to the level I could blossom to until after I had been in for XXX number of years, whatever it is. Somebody is going to do it. Can you imagine meeting somebody who has that success story and telling you that success story about them doing that thing? I was at, you know, we've heard the stories about all these people who went to publishers. I forget, Jack Canfield, something like some ridiculous amount, like 130 publishers turned down Chicken Soup for the Soul, and then the last one did. I know that's the wrong number, so don't hold me to that. I'm way off on that, I'm sure, but you get the point I'm trying to make. So that's it. What choice do you have but to train your brain about this? And it starts by realizing, of course, it's possible for you to do it. So start with those stories. Start with those quiet little phrases in the back of your head that sound like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to procrastinate on training my brain. I'm going to do this. I'm going to focus my thoughts. I'm going to think one thought at a time. I'm practicing. I'm doing it right now. Thinking this thought, I'm doing it. I like being a brain trainer. I like focusing in my head. I like thinking one thought at a time. I like thinking the idea that anything is possible and that if somebody could do it, so could I. Why not? I like the idea that the world is my oyster and I'm going to get older and time is going to pass whether I do this or whether I don't, so I might as well think positive thoughts. The time is going to pass anyway, so I might as well enjoy the ride. I might as well think positive thoughts. I love the idea that I've learned a lot of things. I've tried a lot of things, and I've learned, and I've grown, and I am a different person than I was when I started. And I am absolutely the best poised I could possibly be to do this. I'm smarter and wiser and more ready than I've ever been. I'm totally in a great position to catapult right now. And I know that this is the thing that is the one thing that's going to break loose and help me blossom is focusing my thoughts and thinking and telling this story. Focusing on the thing I want, thinking about the thing I want, enjoying the thought that I have and looking for an even better thought. Focusing on the possibilities and knowing that I can have what I want and knowing that things can break loose at any time, that it only takes one thing to change everything. And that thing could happen tomorrow. And I'm ready for that thing. And I'm more ready than I've ever been because I'm smarter and older and wiser than I've ever been. And I'm in a better position than I've ever been. And all of that time that I've spent has been time invested in me. I'm growing every year. And I love the idea that success is imminent. I love the idea that no matter what I do, I'm moving forward every day and growing and more successful and more ready. Oh, it feels so good to be an evolving, ever evolving, stepping into my celebrity, feeling good, getting better brain trainer every day. Yeah, that's it. You have totally got this.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.